Thanks for tuning into Conversations About Meaningful Things, the podcast where we dig into life, faith, and all the important questions. In a world that can feel isolating sometimes, we want to encourage you that you're not alone, that God loves you and isn't afraid of your questions. And that's the purpose of this podcast. In our time together, you can expect real talk, genuine interviews, and probably a few laughs along the way. Our hope is as you connect, you feel seen, loved, and encouraged as you take steps in your faith journey. So settle in and let's dive into the conversation. We're so happy to have you along. Well, hey, welcome again to another conversation about meaningful things with your awesome hosts. This is Alex.
Awesome host.
That's right. I think we're pretty great. My name is Alex, one of the hosts of Conversations About Meaningful Things, and I also have with me two of my very good friends, Steve LaMarco. Hey, Steve.
Hey, that may be the first time we've actually said last name.
Oh, that's true. Cool. That's true.
Oh, boy.
Did I say my last name? Did I give that away?
We are good friends. Oh, so
we are.
And awesome hosts, by the way. I feel like I should say that you and Brian are awesome hosts, and then Brian can say that you and I are awesome hosts. And
I mean, that seems collectively, we
empty at this point. If I was to go forward,
it does. But to my right, in fact, is Brian.
Yes, hello, Brian Sealing is my name. And across from me, let's keep going around, Alex Moss. We'll conclude. Most of the people probably listening know us, but we do see there are people who listen from literally all over the world, which is crazy.
That is nuts.
So if you don't know us, now you know a little bit more information.
Our names.
You could always ask questions too.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, we'll actually plug it right now. So you can always email us, podcast@victorchurch.org. If you have things that you're like, man, I have questions about this. Mm-hmm. This is important to me. And I haven't heard specifically a faith-based view on that. Absolutely let us know. But especially in the idea of asking questions. So we all have history in youth ministry. I am currently still making history. There it is.
Making history.
All of us are. That's how time works. But making history in youth ministry and making history in youth ministry rhymes nicely.
It's your next book.
A big question, and this isn't just youth ministry. Honestly, youth ministry is just a snapshot of someone's life. So you have these questions when you're a kid, when you're a teen, and when you're an adult.
Yeah.
But one of the biggest ones is, what's God's will for my life?
That's so true.
Which is a loaded question.
Yes. It's loaded because it's got a lot of facets to it.
Does. Correct. From my perspective, and what I've seen, usually it's a kid saying, hey, what's God's will for my life? Meaning, tell me exactly what to do. What's the next immediate step I should do?
Yeah.
Instead of, hey, strive after God's heart. No. Tell me, where do I need to go? What do I need to do? Specifically with high schoolers, what college should I go to? Write it on the wall so I know exactly what to do.
I was going to ask, do you tend to get that question in like those fork in the road moments of your student's life where this is a big decision time. I don't want to screw this up. Tell me what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And
I think too, adults come to those same forks in the road at times. So
for sure,
you know, a lot of times we're asking that question about the really big things like job or school or
potential
mate.
Spouse. Yeah.
Yeah. I just at the very outset want to say, I think it's great that people ask that question because being willing to ask yourself that question, I think is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because the alternative is I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Right. So I think having that thought, gee, I wonder what God's will is. What does God want me to do?
Yeah.
Whether it's in this particular situation or just the big picture, where does God want me to go in life? What's my direction? What's my purpose? I think it's good that we ask those questions. Yeah.
So Steve, you have seniority in the room here.
Thanks.
You've probably been asked this question more than Brian and I have.
Nice way to put that. Yeah.
I'm not saying that you're older or anything
you've
like that.
Made more history than us.
So what? So let's just say I come to you, I sit in your office, and I'm going, Steve, I have this big decision to make, or I'm at a crossroads in my life. And listener, you may be thinking, I've had these moments where I'm wanting to know genuinely, what does God want me to do? I'm a little panicked because I'm coming up empty. How do I know what God's will is for my life? How do I know what direction He wants me to go in?
Yeah. Well, I think, again, I would tell you, I'm glad that you're asking that question. Mm. It's good that you're seeking that out and trying mm-hmm. to, you know, really lean into what's God's leadership look like in my life? Because that's really what it comes back to, right?
Yeah.
And I think there's a few ways that we look at God's will. One is just kind of in a big general sense, what's generally God expect from those who mm-hmm. claim to follow Him?
Yeah.
Scripture outlines that in a number of different ways. You know, is it God's will? I don't have to pray about whether it's God's will for me to punch my friend in the face, right? I mean, that's... Mm-hmm. We know there's a lot of things in life that are already outlined for us in general terms, and we can understand his general will for people. And then there's, I think, a couple of other terms if we're just kind of understanding the boundaries here. One is, so his general will, the other is referred to as his permissive will. Mm-hmm. Like, does God have a specific will for whether you put on white socks or brown socks this morning?
Right.
Or is there an arena of life where, as long as we're not disobeying God's standards or any specific direction He's given us, there's a whole pasture of grazing that's available. I don't know if that's a good analogy or not.
Sure.
We don't really have an agricultural society anymore, right. But anyway, but you know what I mean? So it's that permissive will. God allows freedom within all of these things. I think when Paul talks about freedom, a lot of times that could be what he's referring to. We have freedom in Christ to do these different things. And then I think potentially what's really the most hard question that people ask is specific will.
Right.
What does God want me to go to University A or University B or go get job C? And what's his specific leading for me? And just to point out that that question, the answer to that question will never contradict the other two. So
that's a good point.
You will never get specific direction from God that contradicts what He's already outlined as His general will for people. So you know, it's never going to be, well, God told me to go rob this bank because wait, that's God is not going to work in conflict with Himself. So I think that's one of the things to keep in mind from the outset.
That's great. Yeah. That's awesome. So you would say the starting point is, A, have you dove into God's word and understand what His general will is for all humanity?
Yeah.
Start there.
Yeah. And do you have a relationship with Him where you're walking with Him and that characterizes your life so far, maybe. And if you're not, then I think it's very clear. Well, the first thing is, if you really want to follow God's will, then you have to follow God.
Yeah.
And so you have to have a relationship with Him. And so let's begin there if you don't already.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking with my youth intern the other day. He has just like a health checkup coming up. And he was telling me that it's almost a universal probably feeling. A lot of people have this that he's like, man, I just don't like going to the doctor. You know, it makes me nervous. Like what if they find something that like I didn't know about?
Yep.
I'm like, well, wouldn't you want to know about it though? And he's like, yep, that is true. It's a good parallel to think of someone who says, hey, I want to be healthy. So they go to the doctor, they go to a dietitian to find out what they need to be doing. And that's that really good first step of good. You want to be healthy. Now, are you going to actually listen and actually do? So if you go to the doctor, if they had told you the year before to do all of these different things, generally of like, hey, this is a healthy thing to do. I recommend you do this.
Yeah.
You get there the next year and you hadn't done any of those things. And you say, yeah, but like what medicine should I take? What pill can I take to just fix it? It's like, well, start with following what we've told you to do first.
Right.
Yeah. So no, that's,
you raise a really good point, Brian. It's like do the things that are spelled out really plainly. Start there. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying? Like,
yeah,
yeah. Start with, yeah.
And there's some foundational things, right? Like, as we talked about, being in relationship with God, he's going to be showing you things, and you're going to be learning. And just like, you know, if you keep up on your appointments with your doctor, like, there's going to be things along the way that will help guide this journey that you're mm-hmm. on, for sure.
Yeah. And to continue to the analogy, I guess, what one of my go-to answers when a student comes up and says, hey, what should I do? What does the Bible, what does God say I should do? I say, well, have you asked him?
Yeah.
And often it's people, if you're avoiding going to the doctor because you don't want to talk to them, it's like, well, don't just try to find it on your own. Like, go to God. We have the Bible. We also, the Bible tells us we should ask and he'll answer. Sometimes it takes time, and sometimes the answer is not what we want. But
yeah, that's a great promise, Brian. James tells us that if we lack wisdom, and that's kind of what we're talking about, right? I lack wisdom, that we should ask God. And he gives generously, it says, without finding fault. So it's not like, God, I'm not sure what to do here. Please guide me. And he's like, you idiot. Like,
that's not his character.
It's not what he does. He's like, he's glad to be able to give that guidance and that leadership and share with us. You know, I think one of the other things that I'll mention too is we've all expressed that we've had people come and ask us this question, right?
Yeah.
Ultimately, you know, don't look to another person to tell you God's will if you're not asking God that same question. Now, godly counsel is good, and it's part, I think it's part of the process, but it doesn't replace hearing from God.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, that's a great question to ask, Brian. You know, someone says, oh, I'm trying to find out God's will. What's he told you so far?
Yeah.
What are you picking up on? That, you know, what do you think?
Yeah.
What's your leaning so far? You know, it's really important.
I think... this is a really important conversation because I know through some conversations, and I've even had points in my life where this question, God, what is your will for me, almost brings up a little bit of anxiety, because you don't want to mishear or make the wrong decision. And one of the things I remember having a conversation with some friends of mine who they were missionaries for years down in West Virginia, and they were not planning on becoming missionaries. They got married young, started their lives. They both had careers, and they both came home one day, basically looked at each other and were like, is this it? Like, is this what our lives are meant to be? Just work 9 to 5, come home, live an average life. And, you know, not that that's wrong by any means, but they both really felt like God was sort of prompting them to do something in addition. And by all of these sort of happenstances, obviously not coincidence, God sort of brought these opportunities for them to get connected with this organization down there. And one of the things that they said really struck me, because I was like waiting for them to say, and then God told them, this is what I want you to do with your lives. You know, that what is God's will for me kind of moments. And they said that never happened. We just went, we love it there. We love the people, we love the work, and that felt really fulfilling for us as a married couple. And so we just asked God, God, if this is a closed door, if this is something you do not want us to participate in or do, this is against your will, you know, this is a godly pursuit, this doesn't go against your will or your word, like you were saying, Steve, this is sort of that permissible will.
Right.
If this is where you want us, then we're just asking you to not shut the door because we're going to pursue this. And he never shut a door. And they spent several years down there. I spent a summer with them. And I just thought that was kind of cool too. Like sometimes I overcomplicate this. And, you know, you're trying to, you know, piece together all of these puzzle pieces. And sometimes I think God's going, man, I've put desires in your heart. I've given you gifts. And as you are living life and following pursuits that are pleasing to me, like, you know, like one of you guys said, like, ask me, like, you know, if this is for me, like, don't, you know, shut the door if it's not. And I believe God is a good God. He's not going to, you know, if that's our heart motivation, he will shut those doors if that's not where he wants us to be, if that's our motivation to follow his lead.
Yeah. My experience is pretty similar when I was, you know, at that stage or age in high school when it's like, okay, what am I going to do? What's my pursuit? And you know, I had some ideas, and then I said, well, God, what do you want me to do? And I kind of had this leaning, maybe, and that was my prayer. Okay, God, I think this is my pursuit. I'm going to pursue that, and if I'm wrong, just hit me over the head with a 2x4. Because you know, none of us want to get it wrong, I don't think.
Yeah.
Right? If you're listening, we understand, like, none of us wants to get it wrong. And so so in the pursuit of getting it right, we ask that question, God, is there anything specific you want me to do? And I think, you know, I have kind of three things that I look at with that. And you really talked about one, Alex, and that is what's your heart, what's your conscience telling you? Like, I like this. I want this. I feel like this is something God would want me to do and is putting more of a desire or a passion in me. So, you know, just your own conscience between you and God, what's going on in your gut and your heart, I think is really an important thing to not ignore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm curious, because you said there's three of them. What's the other two?
Oh, well, in a typical 3-point alliterated sermon. So the first one is conscience, but the second one is counsel. What do the people who know you best?
That's good.
Who are also people of faith going the same direction?
Yeah.
What's their input? What do they tell you? What do they notice in your life?
Yeah.
Because I know I have, and I'm guessing you guys have. You've had people, a lot of times we call them coaches or mentors or significant, you know, spiritual parents. Sometimes we use those words that have spoken into our lives and have been really helpful in helping us refine some of these things we're talking about.
Yeah.
So the second one is counsel. Find some people that know you well, that you trust their opinion and their wisdom, and get their input from them.
Yeah.
The third C, I'll just throw it out there, is circumstance. So if I thought I would be an awesome missionary in Hawaii, and I had friends who said, yeah, you'd be an awesome missionary in Hawaii, and then every mission agency I talked to said, no, we don't need any missionaries in Hawaii. I'd have to question, okay, well, if there's no circumstance or opportunity, like what opportunities is God bringing my way?
Yeah.
I think that's part of the equation as well.
I think that's super helpful, Steve, because following that, and I mean, encompassing the, what does God's word say? Because it would be easy to cherry pick one of those and go, I really feel in my heart of hearts and my conscience that God wants me to date this person. They don't follow God, but God wants me to lead them to Him, and we're gonna have this relationship because, you know what, I think this is God's will.
Wasn't that a previous podcast?
I think we might have.
But it's a great point.
But that's, you know, or I wanna pursue this career. Oh, what is the career? Well, it's, you know, it's doing some shady stuff, but man, it's gonna be a mission field. It's like, well, maybe you need to add those other three elements or those other two elements to the process.
You know, it's interesting. I wish I could give credit where credit's due, but someone once said, take note that Jesus and reaching sinners never sinned.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I feel like we may have talked about those three C's as well in a previous one.
We'll find the episode and we'll tag it.
Wisdom is wisdom.
And absolutely.
It's good to have it again.
Absolutely.
You need to be willing to listen and learn. We probably all have had experiences. You listening have had an experience, whether you're a teacher or not, with someone who with their mouth says, hey, I want you to guide me through this, show me what to do. Yeah. But they already kind of have a preconceived idea of what they want to do, and it's not what they should be doing. And so you're constantly fighting against their idea of what they think should be best when you're like, no, you came to me, actually listen to what I'm saying and stop doing that. And being willing to check back in. I think we can get started on a road and that's great. But if we run too fast and never look down at the map, then you might get lost.
Yeah.
So you got to keep on being ready. I think when you were talking about Alex, the, just that, like, hey, there was no specific, like, God in a dream showed us exactly where to move to. But they opened up that if you say no, then we'll stop. That's exactly it. They're saying, our ears are open, God. Mm-hmm. So So hit us upside the head, like you said, Steve, yeah. or shout at us, whatever.
Metaphorical 2x4.
Like, we are yeah. good. Yeah. When I started talking to my now wife, Susie, and I was at the point in my dating life that I was done. I was like, dating is stupid. The game is stupid.
It's rigged.
There's no winning.
So did you just say, Susie, it's God's will?
No. Maybe we'll do another dating episode sometime. Okay. Girls.
Major red flag.
It's a red flag. It's at least it's a scary.
It's one, a pink maybe. Flag.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I literally had said, like, it was literally just a hangout. That we did. It wasn't a date. It was a, hey, before you go, she was going to go on a 6-month internship. And before she left, she said, oh, we could hang out maybe before. And I said, yeah, let's do it. It was literally that. And before I left to go meet up with her, I had told God, like, hey, I am not in this to try to play a game. This isn't even like a thing as far as I'm concerned. But like, if I have a good time, if we have a good time and we want it to happen again, great. If not, God, great. Like, it's all up to you. Like, you just let us know.
Yeah. You know, I think that's an important dynamic too, Brian, that you bring up, is sometimes we come to God with our plans and we hope that he's okay with it, but to hold loosely those things because he's whatever his plan is, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
And it's going to be probably better than what I could come up with. Not probably. It'll be better. And so I think having an openness to whatever God might have for you is really important. To hold those things loosely. Ultimately, God's will, God's plan for us will be more fulfilling than anything we come up with. So if your thought is, oh, I don't know if I'll like that. I don't know if I, you know, God, I'll do anything, but don't send me to Africa kind of prayer. Well, maybe you're going to Africa. I don't know. But, you know, that's the stereotype situation. Yeah. But I think if we're really honestly asking that question, then everything's wide open, right? Should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything and everything should be open.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I've heard it said, like, God's not asking us to have all of the pieces figured out. He's just asking for our yes. And trusting him that he's already got it all figured out. And, which for some of us, and maybe including you, listener, that's a scary thought when you think about it. But I hope that today you can be encouraged that it's actually a really comforting thought, because the God who hung the stars, who makes everything work, who designed your life and gave you the talents and giftings that you have, like, he has a plan for your life and you can trust him. He's trustworthy. So something I wanted to throw out there, unless you guys want to take this a different direction, but it is actually interesting, because I looked this up before we did this episode. There are a few spots in Scripture where, and maybe this falls underline the God's general will, things that are written in his word, but I just asked Google, where does it say specifically in Scripture, this is God's will? And there's actually a handful of them, but one of them I thought kind of maybe wraps up some of our conversation really beautifully. So in 1 Thessalonians, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church in Thessalonica. And as sort of a final thought, he says this in chapter 4. He says, "Finally then, brothers, we ask and urge you in the Lord Jesus that as you received from us how you ought to walk and please God, just as you are doing, you do so much more and more. For you know what instruction we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God." And that's like my ears kind of peaked up. Okay, so what is the will of God? Okay, if we can sum it up, he says this is the will of God, your sanctification. So the process in which we're in step with the Holy Spirit, if I understand this correctly, it's his work in our life to make us more and more like Jesus every day that we follow him. Is that summing that up correctly? I mean, he goes on to say, you know, there's some practical things like abstaining from sexual immorality, avoiding sin that just trips us up. Really, the idea of that we control our bodies, that we remember that we are made in God's image. that we start every single day with the pursuit of holiness. And again, we're fallible. We're going to mess it up. That's why we need Jesus. But that's God's ultimate will for all of us, is that we grow in holiness and we make decisions that start from that place of, God, is this helping me be more like your son, or is this distracting me from that? I think that's a helpful place to start too, as we pursue this question.
Yeah. And, you know, along with that, I don't know if the great theologian Google gave you this reference or not, but
I'm not ashamed to say that.
Romans 12 also tells us that we shouldn't conform to the pattern of thinking of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So there's a, we are thinking about this, like we're having that conversation between us and God, and but it says when our mind's being transformed, it says then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. And it goes on to say, by the way, his will is good, pleasing, and perfect. And so there's a great promise that's there when we are focusing on sanctification, walking with God every day. Part of that process is going to be that our minds are renewed. We're not going to be thinking like the world thinks anymore, but we'll be having, you know, more of a godly mindset. Then that helps us discern and understand his will.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. The lead singer of 10th Avenue North wrote a book, and it's called God's Life for My Will, as a play on God's Will for My Life. And the idea being exactly those verses. It's what's the life that God has, because we always say, what's his will for my life? Emphasis on my. Like, it's about becoming more like Christ so that our will then aligns with his. There's a lot in there that's clear. There's a lot of things that we do in our lives that we know we shouldn't. And then we go, why are things wrong or bad? And we go, well, we know, right? So,
And keep in mind, you know, that's a scary prayer to pray, maybe, but it's the same prayer that Jesus prayed.
Yeah.
Because he said, all right, God, this is what I'd like, but not my will, your will. And then he submitted to what God had for him. And that might be the hardest part of the process, once you know what God's really asking of you, to say, okay, yes. Yeah. You said earlier, God's just looking for our yes. I remember one of my mentors saying, you need to not worry so much about what the specifics of what God's asking you. Your yes needs to be on the table. That was the phrase he used. Your yes on the table?
Yep.
Before you even know what the ask is. Yeah. And I think that's, maybe that's inherent in the question. I would encourage listener to have that in your mindset, be inherent in the question when you ask the question, God, what's your will for me? Because my yes is on the table. I want to do what you're calling me to do. So can you just show me that? Can you reveal that to me?
And that's faith, right? That's faith in action.
That's faith, yeah. And it, if you're not sure, you've kind of looked at your conscience, you've gotten counsel from others, start to take some steps in a direction that you think is a godly direction. And I think the worst thing you can do is stand still. There's the old saying, you can't steer a ship while it's at the dock, right? So get your faith moving. Allow God to direct you as your faith is moving. So take some simple steps that this is a godly step to take. I'm not breaking any of God's laws. Yeah. And so I'll start moving, and he can direct me as I go.
Yeah. That's love good. It. Well, with that, I think we could continue this conversation way longer, but we'll let that rest for today. And if you found this conversation encouraging, we love to hear from our listeners. If you have been impacted by this episode, if you have questions, or maybe just want somebody to talk to, maybe help point you in that second C direction, the council, we've got people who would love to connect with you as well. So again, our email is podcast@victorchurch.org. We look forward to hearing from you. But we just hope that you have an incredible rest of your week, and we will see you on the next one.
Sounds good. Take care.
See ya.